Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. The White House says President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will discuss a range of regional and global issues when they meet next week in the San Francisco Bay Area. Mr. Biden and Xi will be in San Francisco for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. With the Israel-Hamas war in its second month, a sense of desperation has strained Gaza's close-knit society. The desperation has even emboldened some Palestinians to vent their anger against Hamas. The Washington Post removes an editorial cartoon after backlash from pro-Hamas readers.
The cartoon was based on common knowledge about how Hamas uses human shields in Gaza. The political cartoon, titled Human Shields, depicted a Hamas terrorist with infants, children, and women tied to him as he questioned, "How dare Israel attack civilians?" Drawn by cartoonist Michael Ramirez, a two-time Pulitzer Prize winner, the caricature was criticized by anti-Israel readers who saw it as a discriminatory portrayal of one of the leaders of Hamas. In response, the opinion section editor, David Shipley, apologized for approving the cartoon and removed it. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Speaking Thursday during a panel discussion at the International Monetary Fund, Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the Fed will continue to be cautious when it comes to further raising its benchmark interest rate.
We will continue to move carefully, however, allowing us to address both the risk of being misled by a few good months of data and the risk of over-tightening.
Some Democratic officials are concerned that Senator Joe Manchin's announcement that he'll not seek re-election next year frees him to pursue a third-party presidential bid. The West Virginia Democrats' announcement opens the door for Republicans to flip the seat. On Wall Street, the Dow's ahead 86 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-320-7171. That's 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171.
This is your KMTQ News Flash. With the inaugural Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix less than a week away, weekend hotel room rates on the Strip, they continue to drop. A year-long survey of room prices done by the Las Vegas Review-Journal that's been tracking Caesars Entertainment properties shows room rates have dropped by as much as 75% going into next week. That's when the race happens. Local experts say that decrease is not a reflection of anticipated revenue potential, but of room availability. The Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix runs November 16th through the 18th of the race, running Saturday night on portions of the Las Vegas Strip. While roommates at Caesars properties apparently are going down, Wynn Resorts says it expects to generate record revenue for the three-day period that's the Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix. Speaking on the company's third quarter earnings conference call, Wynn officials said, unlike other Strip properties, they had seen no drop in room rates going into the race weekend. Meanwhile, Wynn Las Vegas has modified its self-parking policy, clipping some time off free parking for locals. As of this past Wednesday, complimentary parking for locals has now been reduced from 4 hours to 3. Officials say 3 hours works better for a guest visiting the Wynn properties and that the 4-hour free window was allowing people to seek entertainment elsewhere. Wynn returned to its paid self-parking policy just before the opening of Sphere across the street. The Las Vegas Golden Knights, they're headed to the White House. President Joe Biden will welcome the team Monday to celebrate its 2023 Stanley Cup win. Back in June, the Golden Knights defeated the Florida Panthers in 5 games to win the Cup in 6, as owner Bill Foley had forecast before the team ever played a regular season game. Enjoy. Go Knights, go. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being
a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
And we're really enjoying this. Veterans Day observed as far as freeway travels go. There are no accidents, really no major delays. Unexpectedly good looking right up and down the resort corridor on I-15 between 95 and Russell Road. Getting word of one new accident, though, in the southwest part of the valley. That's at Blue Diamond and Rainbow. Cooler temperatures today and some clouds. It'll end up in the upper 60s this afternoon. Right around 67 will be our high today. Clears up tomorrow and Sunday, so it should be a good-looking weekend with highs that reach 71 by Sunday. 48 degrees, though, right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was in foot.
Check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pass her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots... In all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It's a great time to be a sports fan in Las Vegas. We've got UNLV football coming up tonight, hosting Wyoming. We've got, the Raiders coming off a 30-6 win over the New York Giants. And I've got Ron Futrell on the line from 8 News Now. He joins us now. What are you up to today, my friend?
No good.
Yeah. As usual.
Okay?
As usual.
Oh, I don't know if I want to call this the calm before the storm. It sort of is in some ways, but with F1 next week. But this is not much calm. I mean, you got a very busy week with UNLV basketball starting its season. Anderson Hunt's jersey retirement on Saturday, 4 o'clock at the Thomas and Mack. You got Rebel football tonight at 7:30 against Wyoming. You've got the Knights playing tonight. They played on Wednesday against the Kings. They've got the Raiders at home for Sunday night football against the Jets. So it's not the call. It's the storm. It's the
storm is here.
Storm before the hurricane. How about that one?
The outer. Get that one. This is the outer band. This is the outer band of the storm. To borrow some hurricane terms.
I'm trying to find
terms.
The eye somewhere where I can get a little relaxation.
I understand. I want to ask you about UNLV football.
Okay.
And Barry All Odom right. Hosting Wyoming tonight. Is this how they get to the Mountain West championship game? Do they have to win?
Yes. Yes, and they should win. They should beat Wyoming. The toughest test for them is going to be Air Force later in the season. Air Force is probably the best team in the league. And they could have, should have, Fresno State game. That has to be still frustrating. That they couldn't beat Fresno State. They had 3 turnovers in the second half and then a pass dropped in the end zone at the end of the game. So they should have really beaten one at Fresno State, which would have them undefeated in league. But, okay, can't look past that, go on. And football coaches and football players have a pretty good sense of okay, shutting that out, get angry at yourself, fix your problems, and move forward. I expect them to come out big against Wyoming tonight. So that, and then with their Air Force is going to be a bigger issue for them. Certainly, they run that just that tight wishbone running attack that very few teams can stop, and they're just good. They're the Air Force. How can you root against the Air Force? I mean, I know you want UNLV. I get that, but we sort of like the Air Force. I mean, they're on our side, aren't they?
Oh,
don't
yeah.
They fly the jets that give us freedom?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Can I ask you about Barry Odom? Because I'm amazed. We've gone through a lot of different coaches just since I've lived here. I moved here in 2011. We've been through coach after coach after coach, and it doesn't work out. This is working out. What is different about Barry Odom?
He's a football guy, okay, and that doesn't explain all of it. But he has the respect of it. He earned the respect of his players immediately, and they are all in. They are all in with this guy. Now, I'm going to draw comparisons right now because we can with Josh McDaniels. Josh McDaniels did not earn the respect of his players right away. He never earned the respect of his players. You could argue he didn't deserve it. And that's something that you have to, as a coach, as a person, look at anywhere in life, as a parent. It's respect that you earn over time that you deserve, that you should have if you deserve it. And we're hearing more and more stuff about Josh McDaniels, and I know you didn't ask me about that. But the players, and looking at this, and I sort of alluded to it a few times with you, if Josh McDaniels wasn't the same, he wasn't a football guy in that same sense that Barry Odom is. And that's an intangible, so I can't really put a finger on that. You just know it when you see it. But I think what he tried to do, what Josh McDaniels tried to do, was he took the Patriot way, which he did. We used to say this about take the Patriot way and bring it here to Vegas. And that was applauded at first like it was going to be the winning way, right? Like it was Belichick, Brady, winning, Patriots. That's got rings on your fingers. He was the offensive coordinator there. Dave Ziegler was there. And so a number of people. Then they started bringing players from there. Now the Patriot way is not even the Patriot way. Belichick is getting his butt kicked. And you could argue there's no Tom Brady anymore there, and that's probably a pretty
good
assessment.
You should have brought Tom Brady.
He did his ownership, but that doesn't quite translate onto throwing complete passes on the field. So it works. Let's show what worked for New England with Brady and Belichick was they had that system. Belichick was just a kick butt, take no prisoners with all of his players. Very hard line with his players, as was Josh McDaniels here. The problem with doing it here is it didn't work. And it doesn't work anymore in New England. It doesn't work. You could say the players have changed, maybe so. But if it works and you control that environment and you could be a hard nose, let's take this with your employers, with bosses, with wherever you're at. This translates into all aspects of life, okay, not just football. But if they make it work and they're hard-nosed and they make it can work for a period. But once it stops working, once it fails, it's over. It's not working anymore. And this hard-nosed, take-no-prisoners attitude with your own team, not with the opponents, but with your own team, fails miserably. And Josh McDaniels was putting that upon his players. He was enforcing what they would call silly rules, just going after them for ridiculous things. And I guess it can work if you're successful and translates to wins on the field. But when it doesn't, then you're just seen as a hard A and an ineffective tough guy, hard guy, that's trying to be tough on your players. And Davante Adams just rebelled. You could tell he disconnected. I think for a little while he was angry. Then you could see it in him. He just disconnected. Hunter Renfro hated this offense that he was running because it didn't involve him. Okay, that's personal. Take it back to if anybody watched Winning Time on Showtime with the story of the L.A. Lakers. And when Magic Johnson didn't like the offense of Paul Westhead, and said so, and told it to, I say John C. Riley because he played Jerry Buss, and he did such a great job as Jerry Buss, but he said it to Jerry Buss, and they had to make a change. Jerry Buss then had to decide whether it was going to be Paul Westhead, who had just won a championship the year prior, and make a change at coach, because Paul Westhead was trying to enforce this just idiotic scheme on his team that Magic didn't like. Magic won, okay? In this case, the players won. The players went to Mark Davis and said, there's got to be a change. And thus, like kids whose parents have gone for the weekend, right, and you got the house all to yourself, they busted out the cigars, they busted out the basketball hoop, they're having fun, they're partying. Now, they won their first game against the Giants. The Giants are horrible. We'll see if this lasts. We'll see if it lasts. The Jets are a good test, not a great test, a good test. Their offense is horrible, but their defense is incredibly effective. Then they have Kansas City and Miami after that. So we'll see if this lasts. But these were once the Raiders. Now they're back to being the Raiders, right? The Raiders, as you like to say. And you can't – and that's the other part of all this thing, is they are the Raiders. This is the Raiders. This is not the Patriots. This is not – you know, East Coast Boston, this is Oakland, this is L.A., this is Vegas now. This is the Raiders of Matuzak and you know, go down the list of Jack Tatum and all the tough guy Raiders who were being enforced by the school marm, Josh McDaniels, whacking their wrists with a ruler after practice when they didn't obey, and they didn't react very well to that, nor should they. And now we'll see how it goes.
Let me just ask you, though. I look back on that 30-6 win over the Giants, and I say, man, what an impressive performance for the Raiders. I guess my question is, were the Raiders that much better than the Giants, or were the Giants just a lousy football team without a quarterback?
It's the latter. The Giants are awful. You can't really gauge. That was the perfect opponent for them for their first game, was to play a team at home that just is miserable. And then they – Daniel Jones, the quarterback, is not that good. And then they put Danny DeVito – is it Danny DeVito? Was their backup quarterback? Not that tall. I know Arnold Schwarzenegger was his twin brother, okay?
Oh, my God. Dated reference.
I think your audience will know that. They know twins. So they put DeVito in at quarterback because Daniel Jones gets hurt. He might, I haven't heard, he might be out for the season.
No, he's done. He's done. Done. Torn ACL. Done for the year.
So anyway, and the Giants were done before this, and they're done now. So and the Jets are interesting. Jets. They have such a good defense. They really have a very good defense, and their offense is miserable. The Jets have not scored more than two touchdowns. How do I phrase this? They only scored two touchdowns in a game once this year. They played eight games. Every game they've either had zero or one touchdown, except for one. They scored two. So their offense with Zach Wilson is really it's tough to watch. So the total on this game is 36. That is about the lowest total I've seen in a long time in an NFL game. And the reason for that is two very subpar offenses and one very good defense. And the Raiders defense, I think, is the story of this season, is that the Raiders defense has been horrible for two decades. They've been the 28th, 27th, 31st, 32nd rated defense for two decades since they lost in the Super Bowl in 2003 in San Diego. And they've got a defense now that's in the middle of the pack. So it's okay. It's coming back. Patrick Graham, defensive coordinator, is doing the job. Antonio Pierce, the linebackers coach, now the interim head coach, has done the job with the Raiders to bring their defense back to the point that it's kept them in games in spite of their offense. So now with Aiden O'Connell, if things can start rocking with some offense, hey, who knows? The team's 3-5 right now. They can do some good things.
There you go. There you go. Okay, my TV viewing is always guided by when Sports
Wrap. No, they're 4-5. Wait. They played 9 games. This is week 10. Yeah, okay. They're 4-5. Sorry. Okay.
Sorry about that. I always need to know when you're going to be on Sports Wrap, because that's how I adjust my TV viewing schedule.
We're 4 o'clock Sunday following whatever football game CBS has on, and I haven't seen what the football games are for this weekend. But we are 4 to 5 o'clock on Sunday. We're trying to get Anderson Hunt on the show to come on with us, talk about his jersey ceremony coming up on Saturday. So we'll see. He told me he's trying to change some flight plans to be able to stay here to be able to do it. So and we'll be live from the stadium because it's a Sunday night football game, so we'll have big reports on the pregame for the Raiders. And so that will – oh, we'll talk a lot of Formula One because it's going to be Formula One.
It's here. It's here. It's here already.
It's here. No, it's here. I'm going to be, by the way, I will be at the main paddock area is where we get one credential there with for myself and a photographer, so actually two. But I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to being there. And I'm liking more this week. Next week begins and goes on and more. I think about it. Lando Norris. Remember the name Lando Norris, okay?
Okay.
Just in case. He is a McLaren driver, and he just keeps doing – he keeps climbing the charts, if you will, with Formula One and doing much better. Young driver. I know everybody – Max Verstappen of Red Bull is the heavy favorite to win this thing. But it wouldn't surprise me on a new track with a new course – just see somebody come up, and Lando Norris is probably going to be that guy, if anybody does, to come out and surprise the Red Bull folks.
Wow. Wow.
So just a thought. Just a thought. It's
I'll keep that in mind.
Start analyzing.
I will keep that in mind. But 4 o'clock Sunday for Sports Wrap, right?
4 o'clock Sunday for Sports Wrap. Also watch next week, as next week it's – I talk about the hurricane, the storm, the big storm that's coming. Major League Baseball is going to have their owners meetings in Dallas. 14th, 15th, 16th. So that's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I believe.
Yep.
So watch that next week because they plan to vote on whether the A's can move to Las Vegas. So next week is going to be a crazy week with Formula One here. And with that news possibly coming out, it's not hard to predict that they're going to vote in favor of them coming here. We'll probably see renderings, the new renderings and the new architect named for the stadium early next week. In advance of all of this stuff going on with Major League Baseball. So both of those things happening at the same time as Formula One hits the track. And like I told you before, it's going to be loud and noisy in this valley. I know the traffic and the congestion, and there's a lot of people complaining about that. I get it. But I think this will be a great event for our city for years to come. Settle down. It'll get this is going to be the most offensive, invasive that it will be, because they don't have to do the track every year.
Yeah.
And that's every 6 to 10 years they have to do the track. So the bulk of the damage, if you will, the damage, I don't want to call it damage, and they're improving the roadways, but of the mess has already happened.
Go ahead.
That bridge at Flamingo. No, you can take Flamingo, head east of the strip. And there's no traffic light at Cloval
anymore.
Let's
keep the bridges. Keep the bridges.
I like that temporary bridge. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
No. Everybody is telling me keep the bridges. Don't make it temporary. Hey, I got to run, my friend. You have yourself a great weekend, and we'll be watching at 4 o'clock on Sunday on Sports Wrap.
My pleasure.
Thanks, man.
Kevin. See you.
Ron Futrell from 8 News Now. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Friday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
We'll get you all ready for the continued fallout of the third Republican debate. Who advanced, who fell behind, and where are we headed next? It'll be the Friday edition, Clay and Buck.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's Kevin,
Danny,
and Greg,
your host on After Close the Mortgage Show,
brought to you by GFL Capital Mortgage.
We're here every week
to help inform, update, and educate you.
Find out the best ways to navigate financing when purchasing a home or refinancing a loan in today's volatile real estate market.
So to gain financial literacy,
to get the right information,
and have some fun,
tune in to After Close the Mortgage Show every Saturday from noon to 1.
Right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
Boom.
Privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Go to nomoredraftywindows.com for full offer details.
Attention all homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? It's time to replace. Fog between the glass. Time to replace. Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's definitely time to replace. If you've put off replacing windows in your home because it's too expensive, here's great news. You can now get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson, the company with the most 5-star reviews among leading full-service window replacement companies. And right now, you can save $359 off every window and $887 off every door. Just text COLD to 200-300 for your free consultation on top-quality, affordable windows or patio doors for $0 down, zero payments, and zero interest for a year. That's right. You don't pay a dime for an entire year. Plus, save $359 off every window and $887 off every door. But hurry, these big-dollar savings end this month. Text COLD to 200-300 right now. Text the word COLD to 200-300. Don't wait. Text COLD to 200-300.
Hey Nevadans, prescriptions can be expensive. Let the Array RX discount card be your solution. Now available to all Nevada residents. Simply sign up for free. Show your pharmacist your digital card and save money. Receive discounts of up to 80% on certain medications. There are no age or income restrictions, and it only takes a minute to enroll, so you can get back to doing what makes you happy.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no.
Coming up, Karen England, a parental rights activist and the president of the Capital Resource Institute. We'll find out what that's all about coming up in just a couple minutes. Big news, of course, culinary is settled. Everybody gets a 5-year contract, and there will be no strike on the strip. That is good news. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
going to be a busy weekend for our local sports teams. The Golden Knights are going to try to snap their first losing streak of the season tonight at the Fortress against the San Jose Sharks, who are somehow on their own two-game win streak. Puck drops at 7 o'clock at T-Mobile Arena. Friday night football at Allegiant Stadium as UNLV football goes for their eighth win of the season. Standing in their way is the Wyoming Cowboys, who are 5.5-point underdogs. The Running Rebels are back on the hardwood tomorrow afternoon, hosting Stetson University at the Thomas & Mack. Tip goes up at 4 o'clock, and the LA Lakers are in Phoenix tonight for a 7 o'clock tip.